This is Caregiver's Compass, an uplifting podcast all about the ins and outs of caregiving for a loved one. Tips, tricks, true stories, and experts. It's all here on Caregiver's Compass. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Caregiver's Compass. My name is Stephanie Muscat. I am a registered social worker and psychotherapist. Please note that this episode is not the act of psychotherapy. So you feel conflicted because you are a caregiver in the sense that you are around, you are taking on the emotional burden of knowing that your loved one is changing, you are managing daily needs, perhaps from afar, you are in it, but yet you don't feel that you are exactly a caregiver the way that maybe other people are caregivers. Maybe you're not involved day in and day out in person. You're not there taking care of the activities of daily living. And it can feel confusing because why do you feel so overwhelmed and emotional when you are not physically involved? This is quite common. And I have to first say to you that just because you are not physically there does not mean that you are not caregiving in your mind. It does not mean that it does not take up all of you. It does not mean that it does not take an emotional toll and that you are still fully present in all of that all the time. You can be a distance caregiver. You can be a caregiver who isn't physically there, but still feel the ongoing burden. And it doesn't mean that there is anything lesser about you. It doesn't mean that you can't have those emotions, that you can't feel that overwhelming anxiety, the sadness, the grief. All of that still applies. So if you are finding yourself looking at others and saying, why do I feel so bad? I'm not there. I have time for myself. I have space. I can manage what's going on in my day-to-day life from afar, or somebody else is managing the day-to-day and I go maybe once a week, even once a month. How can I feel this intensely about it? Because you can. Because seeing somebody change before your eyes, seeing somebody decline, seeing somebody need all sorts of things that they never needed before is enough to occupy your entire headspace. There's a lot to manage. There's a lot to process, a lot of family dynamic changes, a lot of internal, emotional things that you have to grasp. And so I wanted to identify and not make light of when you are in this situation, because it's still very real and it's still very intense. It's still very emotionally taxing and it still takes a lot out of you. You deserve to identify and allow those emotions to be, and you deserve to process those. And it's okay for those to be there. It doesn't mean that you don't need that time, that space, those boundaries, that care for yourself, that is all valid. Somebody that you love is different. They're needing different things. Perhaps it's a parent that took care of you, and suddenly you are caring for them. You're seeing that person become a different person in your eyes, and you're also envisioning what the future might look like. How much is this person going to change? What's that going to be? This is all very real. And I want to validate that. You can still be very much a person who who wants to speak to others about what's going on, to call a friend, to seek actual clinical support. It doesn't make you lesser than. Everybody's caregiving experience is different. Everybody is in a different situation. And even somebody who is there every single day, they might have other supports to draw on. They might have a different relationship with their loved one than you have. They might be feeling things differently. It's never an apples to apples comparison. Everybody is different in their own unique way. And I just want you to know that your feelings are truly valid. And it is okay to feel those things. And I wanted to give that its own space today, and I wanted to give it its own episode because it is a very unique circumstance and a place that can be felt, and I wanted to hold that space for you. If you can identify with this, if you relate to this, let us know. Take a look on our social media, reach out. Maybe there's a post that resonates with you. And if there isn't, let us know what you want to see. And if this is something that you feel strongly about that you can relate to, let me know. Because I love to hear from you. I love to hear what resonates and what experiences you're going through.
Thanks for listening to Caregiver's Compass. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. I'm Stephanie Muscat. Have an uplifting day, and I'll see you next time.